Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, Emily, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Okay. So obviously I know we mentioned, or you mentioned, day 21 was when you went out in 45. Was it hard going out on the same day? And sort of how are you feeling today after watching the episode?
I feel shockingly good. It's like the pain and the suffering of watching myself embarrass myself on national TV. It's over. It's over. As you could tell, I'm basically in a manic state right now. No, I feel good. And day 21, you know, I've said this before and I'll repeat it. I think day 21, if you're not going to win the show, of course, you want to win. You want to stay as long as you can. But it's a great day to get voted off because, you know, you're there for the majority. You have the opportunity to play, really show what you can do. But at the same time, you have just enough time at Ponderosa where you can decompress. You can eat a bunch of food, put all the weight back on, talk to the cast, and like really hash through some of the stuff that happens. Because at this point in the show, I was so worried about being a no vote finalist. I was worried that somebody was going to take me to the end. And I was like, that's the worst, because then, you know, you're suffering all this time. You don't win. And you have no time back at Ponderosa to like decompress and talk to your castmates. You just basically fly back home the next day. Again, not so many things would be unknown if I hadn't gone home. So it's impossible to really say this. But in some respects, if you look at it, it was kind of a blessing in disguise for me.
Interesting. I mean, I wasn't going to even ask you this, but since you mentioned it, obviously, you know, we saw Ozzy talk to Aubrey and it was kind of a jury management play, you know, because you're speaking about like, yeah, you have to sort of start thinking about that. Do you think it's too early, or were you also thinking about jury management at that point and sort of your game and your resume?
Yeah, I think everybody is always thinking about jury management. It was weird because we still had so many people left in the game, but there was so few days. And so the opportunities to make moves were getting fewer and fewer. And so if you're not going to have some big game winning move, then who are you going to be sitting next to where you think the jury is going to vote, right? It's not necessarily like, oh, I just played the best game, so I should get all the votes. The jury has to believe that you played the best game, and they have their own perspectives and their own biases and their own thoughts about the game itself. And you have to factor all that in. So everybody is doing that calculus. And one of the conversations that I remember so distinctly I had a little bit earlier on in the merge was actually, it was post the vote out with Christian. I sat down with Rizzo and I remember being like, look, Rizzo, to be frank with you, like, I'm not dumb. I just got blindsided by my number one ally. My chances of winning this game much lower today than they were, say, yesterday. I am very likely a jury member. And we had a conversation, a frank conversation about what my perspective on his game would be as a potential jury member. And he kept telling me, like, you know, I'm doing stuff that you're not seeing, right? Which is obviously, watching the show back, it's very true. He had like a very tight relationship with Ozzy and Suri that I at the time was completely unaware of. But you're always thinking to yourself, what does the jury know? And is saying that at final three, just using as an example, is that enough to get somebody to switch their vote? Because they might come in to that conversation already having an idea about who to vote for. The process of trying to figure that out, it's so incredibly complicated. But if there's one thing I was very sure about at that point, it's that it's going to be very tough for me to find two people to sit next to where I sit at the jury and I get Coach's vote or Chrissy's vote or Stephanie's vote. I was like, maybe I get Dee, but I apparently betrayed her, which I wasn't even aware of at the time, by the way. Maybe I get Christian, but Christian notoriously votes for who he thinks the best player is. So like, it was just hard. I was at that point of the game. I was like, crap.
Yeah, I get it. And you even, like, you had self-awareness. You said, listen, I don't have a great relationship with Jonathan as well. And, you know, I will say it was funny when he was like, you're so full of it. I'm curious, did you, in the moment, what did you think of that? Because it was like a funny moment in the episode, but we glossed over it.
Yeah, I don't even know if I heard him, to be frank with you. But yeah, I mean, that's just how the game, Jonathan and I were not working together. So he
right,
was
exactly.
Perfectly within his right to be like, yeah, you're full of shit. And the same way he was full of shit when he was talking to me for the most part. But I do remember like the next day, and I never talked to him about it. I probably should have. I tried to talk with him about that vote the next day at camp, and he ignored me, just like straight up ignored me.
my God.
And maybe he just didn't hear me the same way I just didn't hear him. So I feel bad saying that because like it's entirely possible he's like, "Hey, Emily, I just did not hear you talking." But I sat down, I tried to ask him like how he slept and how the night was, how he felt about the vote, and it was just ice cold. I'm not going to talk to you. So when I got the split vote or split tribal, and then I saw Jonathan was like, I was like, yeah, no, there's
This is not good.
I'm dead. I'm dead on arrival.
Listen, but you devised a plan that was like, sure, a long shot, but like it, without the second the extra vote, like it could have played differently, right? So how confident were you in Rick going into tribal, obviously not knowing about Ceri's extra vote?
Yeah, not knowing about Ceri's extra vote, obviously that changes everything. But I remember thinking I was still likely going to go home. I was really honored that Rick was willing to take this chance with me because he could have just been like, "Hey, Emily, I'm not gonna betray Ceri like that," even though they weren't necessarily. But still, voting for somebody and having it the chance of that not working is putting your game on the line. So I was honored and flattered that he was willing to take this chance with me. He obviously thought it was a good enough chance that it was worth swinging and taking. Somebody at one point asked me like, "Do you think it?" Your shot in the dark is a better shot, like a 1 in 6 chance. And I was like, that's probably statistically true, like a 1 in 6 chance.
I
I don't know if I
guess.
would have given our plan a 1 in 6 chance of working. I kept calling it like this Hail Mary plan. But I remember thinking to myself, like, if it does work, this could potentially be a game-winning move for myself or Rick. Like, if that goes off versus if my shot in the dark works, I just bought myself another week. Like, I'm probably like, it doesn't actually change my positioning in the game at all if the shot in the dark works. So I would rather take the swing. But I did not think it was likely. The only time I thought it was likely was when Jeff was reading the votes and the votes started to come out, and I see they're piling on Rick. And you could see, like, it turned to each other, like, oh my gosh, this plan worked. And then Jeff says, one more vote left. And I'm like, oh no, okay. Yeah, somebody had an extra vote. Of course it didn't work. Ceri's not dumb.
Yeah, but like, it was a good plan though. I
It was
appreciate it.
fun.
And you told me in the preseason, you were like, you said something like, I just want to have fun out there too. And obviously Rick is someone that you could always have fun with. Did you like that partnership of you guys, and were you happy that he was out there with
So
you?
much fun. I mean, he is more fun than me, but being with him was making me fun too. He was the light, the silver lining of the dark cloud that is surviving on Survivor. And I remember thinking, when he got the at the Mr. Beast Tribal Council, if he wouldn't go back, I remember thinking to myself, I can't imagine going back to camp without Rick there because all the fun will be gone.
Yeah. I mean, you also worked very closely with Christian. When you guys were working together, how obvious was it? I guess it's hard because there were so many people out there, but that you guys were like almost like a trio or really working closely. And did you ever think, okay, at some point, I'm probably going to separate myself? Or did you not feel like you had a lot of options?
Yeah, I think it was at some point, especially as we hit the merge, because Christian and I had gone to tribal council so many times together, I think it was very clear that we were working together. I also figured, though, that Christian was a bigger target than me. And if somebody was going to be taking a shot at this perceived duo, I was probably the smaller fish to fry in that scenario. So I wasn't. By the time Christian was voted off, I was not overly concerned about the idea of going too far with feeling the need to betray him. I just did not think that was going to be an issue that I would have to cross. But I do think as we went later on, I don't know if people realized that in my mind, at least, that we were close to Ceri, that four person alliance. But it became very obvious that Christian and I were close, Christian and Devins were close, so therefore the three of us were obviously close.
Yeah, I was also worried about you because, like you said, they had public I or yeah, they're the idol guys, right? And so, like, sometimes if you can't get them, okay, get their number one. And that's why I was like, oh, that's where Emily might be in trouble.
Yeah, I think I had such little strategic threat, I guess, there. It's actually really shocking with that Christian vote that they almost turned the votes on to me. It's kind of would have been a wild choice, in my opinion, because Christian was playing such a great game. And it just logically in my mind makes more sense to vote off somebody who's playing a better game. I think I was a little all over the place. I think everyone saw that. I was a bit messier, a bit more chaotic.
But we
Maybe that's
love
harder to. I'm
that,
happy somebody had fun with it. Maybe that's harder to play around and you want to get that person out. So that just removes that variable. But at the same time, it's kind of like you're thinking to yourself, yeah, who do I want to sit next to? And I think that's fair to say. I think everybody felt like they had a better shot of winning sitting next to me versus sitting next to Christian.
okay, I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. Christian's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great guy. Anything more you feel like you wish we saw about your game in the edit that we didn't? Or do you feel like it was like a complete story for you?
Yeah, I unfortunately, I think everybody saw a lot more of my game than they wanted to, than I wanted to see. I was, it's so funny because heading into 50, I told my friends, my family, I was like, you're not going to see that much of me. Don't worry about it. And then I totally didn't realize that I was this hot mess express. So we saw a lot. The only thing that maybe you didn't see was, again, that four-person alliance with Ceree, Christian, Rick, myself. Like, I felt pretty close and pretty secure on
Asila.
that. The Seal of Four, yeah. And that was what I perceived to be my main alliance. I also had like this side alliance in my mind, at least with Joe. I felt like we had a pretty good early on. It kind of disintegrated when we hit the merge, but like early on, that was also an individual relationship that I was trying to manage. This on again off thing with Ozzy, where you know, like I think I actually like I can't even rehash all the stuff that happened there. But
Yeah.
like it was just hot and cold. Like, I don't know. We all saw way too much of it, honestly.
No, listen, I'm not complaining, Emily, but yeah, I want to talk about Ozzy because you got to witness also his tribal council, and you have been like sort of wanting him out for a while, you know, and it was sad. What were you feeling in the moment, and like was it as weird and sad as it was when we were watching it last night?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. And to be honest, actually, I felt like I had a good relationship with Ozzy and I wanted him off early in the show. But when I made the vote for him on the Christian vote out, I thought that was what the Seal of Four wanted to do. I actually thought it was in part Ceree's idea. And I really wish Ceree, obviously, she wouldn't have because she had decided to betray that alliance. But in my mind, I'm like, why would you not just come to me and be like, no, I don't want to do that? I was so willing to vote for like literally anybody else. I didn't actually want Ozzy to go because I felt like Ozzy and I had a good relationship, but I thought that's what I had to do because that's what my alliance wanted to do. So it's a little funny in hindsight, but obviously that was a very like rocky relationship that Ozzy and I had over the course of the entire season. But watching him get voted off like that, it was so jarring. I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about what was happening at the other camp because I was so focused on trying to save myself. I was like, that's if I'm here tomorrow, that's tomorrow's
Fair.
problem. I was like, I'm probably not going to be here tomorrow, though. So, like, why do I care what's happening over there? So, I hadn't given a lot of thought to the potential options. I had just defaulted and assumed that it was going to be Aubrey because that was the easy choice. But if I'd given it thought, very few times do you go with the easy choice in Survivor. So I was devastated. And you can tell, like, you know, when you know you're getting voted off like me, you just kind of like, oh, I hug everybody. I go up to Jeff. I say goodbye. But when you are blindsided like that, like, there's a moment of processing that everybody goes through, and you can see Ozzy going through that moment of process. You move slower. You're looking around. You're like looking at the people. Like, where? What did I miss? Who did this to me?
It was like slow motion, even as a viewer.
It was slow motion there too. It's hard. You're just it's because it's so emotional, and everybody for the most part has like experienced that in Survivor, that blindsidedness. So like even on as a jury, you're sitting there and you're just like, I know that exact feeling, and it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Even a couple of votes ago, when you had been basically, I think you said you were like basically always on the right side of the votes, right? And most of your, I think you said something like that, right? And then the one time that you didn't know what was happening, was that sort of like a shock and like processing that as well?
That's actually exactly what I was thinking of when I was talking about it. Yeah, I forget exactly what it said. I think I said I'd never been like blindsided in Survivor, which is to say, like for the most part, when I went to tribal councils, I always kind of knew who was going home. And even on my vote out in 45 and my vote out here on 50, you have and I like I knew I was likely going home in both those cases. The moment Julie stood up to play her idol, I was like, okay, I know that she wrote down my name, so I had time to process. I wasn't like, you know, and then on 50, obviously, I went into that tribal council having a pretty good idea that I was on the chopping block, which is such a blessing in Survivor. The only time that I was truly, truly gagged was Christian's vote off. You could tell something was off at that tribal. I honestly thought I was going home, which is so egotistical of me. Oh my God, why would they vote me off over, you know? But anyway,
Never know.
but when Christian, I was not expecting Christian to go home, and I remember that's how I felt. I like moved in slow motion. I didn't even get up to hug Christian. Like he's my closest ally, and I didn't even say goodbye to him. I was just sitting there like, and then I was like, okay, keep it together. Don't cry. You have to take your bag. You have to take your torch. You have to walk back to camp. Like, just keep it together. Like, it is a crazy experience. So I'm actually happy that I had that experience because I think I was really dismissive of just how hard that is experience in Survivor because I had never experienced it myself. I have so much more empathy and sympathy for those people in this scenario, like Ozzy in this case.
For sure, for sure. Can we talk about the rice situation real quick? Was it too much rice, Emily? Or were you? It was too much.
It was so much rice. It was a laughable amount
I mean, I guess you guys got a lot of food at the auction anyway, but yeah, okay. Just wanted to
Yeah, I mean,
ask.
in hindsight, not a big deal, obviously. I think it's so funny that they made the edit, though. But I will say, like, we ran out of rice on season 45. towards the end. And that's why I was sensitive about rationing. And Sari cooked like half the amount of rice that we had. And of course, me being me, everybody else was like, you just, who's going to speak up against? I'm like, but wait, the rice. And it's like, it's so funny because I knew that like I probably wasn't long for this world, but I care, you know, like I want the final three to have some
Right.
rice. But I think Sari, obviously, she's played the game a lot. There's somebody in particular whose name starts with O, or name starts with R, ends with O, who was quite literally starving out there
Yeah.
and needed to
Yeah.
get some rice on his bones.
Yep, that's fair. In the preseason, I gotta ask you, speaking of food, in the preseason interview, Q had some interesting things to say about you. Three things that he wasn't a big fan of. You're left-handed, you like to eat pork, and you like to drink Coke. What was your reaction to that? And had you even, what were, did you clock anything about Q in the preseason?
You know, I really just have no idea what he's talking about. I just totally out of left field here. You know, no, I'm teasing. It's so funny. Q was one of the first, like, so season 46, Q season aired right after season 45, and I was still a little bit in the Survivor community of traveling around for events whenever I could. And I met Q once at a Survivor event, and I remember thinking to myself, as 46 was airing, I was like, this guy is going to be totally different in real life than he is on TV, right? Which is a stupid thing for a reality TV contestant to say, because everybody I've ever met from reality TV is exactly the same as they are in person as they are on TV. But he was exactly the same, and he was just such an interesting character. And I left that conversation, very quick conversation with him, being like, I can't tell if he hates me or if he likes me. And that basically summarized my thoughts about Q heading into the season, which is like, he could be totally down to work with me because I think we have kind of similar, I guess we're both called chaotic and, you know, all the stuff. But at the same time, I do kind of think that maybe he just doesn't like, I don't know if I'm his type of person. Like, you know, I don't know if he likes me that much. I can't, like, long story short, I could never get an accurate read on Q. I do think Q was, when he was voted off, I actually think that he was willing to work with me in that scenario though. And I did him dirty by that vote because of my, again, word vomiting. I just didn't want to betray Christian, and I built up confidence with Q by sharing all that information with him. So I feel bad that yeah, it ended the way it did.
Okay. I know you got to run, but real quick, I know in the preseason you also told me that you were kind of hoping they didn't call you so you didn't have to make the decision about
Yeah.
coming back. Are you happy you came back? And is this the end of Survivor for you, Emily? Or are you still open?
I'm happy I tried because, you know, you never want to look back in your life and wonder what if, and I'm honored to have given the opportunity. But yes, this is it. This is the end. I'm sparing everybody else from having to witness more chaotic messiness. And I hope somebody else, lots of other amazing Survivor players get the opportunity to play again. They deserve it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Emily. It was so fun watching you, I gotta say. So I appreciate you chatting today.
Thank you. This is fun.